Just because you don't think that you're a sociopath now doesn't mean that you can't turn into a sociopath later.
Good, we have time.
I know. Woo! This new study is saying that sociopaths develop rare traits later in life that then put them in the category of being a sociopath. You are incapable of falling in love. They do not feel the pull of love the way you do. So you will never be heartbroken. You don't share in people's pain when they're feeling heartbroken. Mm. While a sociopath might love what you do for them, they will never love you for the way you love them. It's never good enough.
Jason, because it is going more down the path that you're a sociopath, I've seen you heartbroken before.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like the fact you were heartbroken at the time, but I've seen it. We saw you moping about for a while.
Falling asleep in meetings.
Yeah.
Can't we apply these traits to a lot of people, Carol? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know her well enough.
We don't know her as well.
Yeah, I really don't.
And I think, again, every person has
a few
some
of these.
Or but it's, well, yeah, all of them, then you're a sociopath.
Carol, you know, she doesn't say sorry. Mm-hmm. And I don't either that much, but it's hard to because somebody else doesn't say sorry.
It's being vulnerable.
So then you're just doing it out of spite?
No.
Like you're not saying sorry?
I say sorry, but then it's like it's not easy when it's just never said, and one person would be saying it all the time.
That's not even.
Yeah. That doesn't seem. And then also the interest thing. I don't think she's interested in anything that I like.
All right.
But she is with other people, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's checking the boxes from your perspective so far.
According to you.
Yeah, well,
there's more. She may not be. There's more.
There's also one of the character traits you might develop later in life that prove you're a sociopath. You have a lack of empathy.
Uh-huh. Mm.
You view empathy as a weakness.
Oh, Jason. Yeah, that screams Jason. Uh-huh.
You think it's, quote unquote, a stupid emotion.
Yeah, that's both of us.
Yeah. I was watching the show Reacher.
Yeah.
It's men and women will love it. It's been highly rated. It's on Amazon. And basically, he's like a former CIA or a military like assassin. And he's a good guy. He's a good guy in the show. But there's this detective that opens up to him about how his wife, he doesn't know much about him. He thought his wife, I'm trying to do this quickly, he thought they were divorced.
Okay.
And he just didn't want to talk about his wife. And he moved to this different town to get away from the fact that he divorced his wife. But he's still wearing the wedding ring. And he's like, why are you still wearing the ring? So he finally opens up to Reacher and he goes, well, my wife actually died. And I'm heartbroken, and I can't move on because she was the love of my life, and da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I still wear the ring, and that's why I'm not over it. And as soon as he was done, Reacher goes, well, that's stupid.
Oh.
And you're stupid for doing that. And wow. I was like, Jason Goodman. Lay your soul bare. And he's like, bam! And it's like, because he's all about business. He's like, that's dumb.
I see. Yes.
And I was on the show, and I like felt sorry for the guy. Like, he finally opened up about his wife dying.
Yeah.
Which no one on the show knew at the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just feel like I would betray her by even moving on from her memory.
Mm.
It's like,
yeah.
That's dumb. You're dumb for thinking that way.
Dang.
And I was like, oh, man.
Wow.
Well, just for, seriously, while you were telling that, I was feeling relief because a part of me does worry that I'm a little on the, like, I don't feel empathy sometimes because I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, I'm very empathetic in certain situations, but then in other ones, I, like, want to fix it. You know, I just want to do whatever it is to make it feel better. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and so, but then on certain levels where you were just telling that one, I was like, God.
Right.
His wife died and he can't bring himself to, like, I felt that.
Right. And then the person's like, you're stupid.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like,
terrible.
He's like, okay.
Okay, good. I'm not a sociopath. I was worried for a second. One more sign that you might be a sociopath later in life. You are controlling.
Yeah.
You love being a puppet master. You love pulling strings and watching other people dance, especially getting people to cry, plead, or explode. And you get satisfaction from being able to control them to that level.
Mm. Jason, you definitely do that. But I mean, what do you think? Does Carol do that?
Well, there's definitely some check marks for both of us on that list, for sure.
All right.
Definitely, for sure. I think even on the empathetic side, to an extent. But I mean, there's a little of everything. Honestly, I do have empathy a lot. Usually it's after the fact. But I'm kind of like what Katie said. It's like certain feelings I feel when somebody's doing it. I'm like, They're getting in the way of accomplishing of what we need to get done.
No, no, I didn't say that.
For me.
I didn't say that. So I did not say that at all.
I want to fix it.
No, I did not say that at all. What I want to do is take away the pain or the sadness. I want to do whatever
instance,
it takes to not have them not feel that way.
It'd be like if like me or Katie or Matt died today.
Yeah.
Jason's like, how are we going to do the 9-to-5 payroll?
Exactly.
Like we messed it up.
Yeah. Like, how are we going to erase their names from the show?
Or
they're already on the cars, they're on the billboards. This is a lot of work for me.
Would you be completely shocked if he already had an audio tribute set up for us?
Well,
I can't believe this happened. Here's the top 5 funniest things I've ever said on the show.
Matt, when did he ask you to do that for us? When did he ask you to compile that for everybody?
I mean, it's just been, it's one of those things that's kind of unspoken between the two of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because when you said that Jason had it set up, no. He would have like Tripper do it or you do it.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think the idea could come from him.
And,
100%.
And then the tribute would play after Katie dies.
Yes.
And Jason would be like, Tripper, that one clip sucked. It didn't get to the point quick enough. It wasn't her best moment.
And then he would make Tripper consult us on our own death top 5.
Yeah. Right.
You
what do
would.
You think would be your favorite bit? Uh-huh. No, that's not right. I'm like, okay.
And then I think also, I won't even say secretly, but I think that you would then just be on the hunt to hire somebody named Katie so that you didn't have to change other things.
Interesting.
We already branded this way. So.
I mean, we're over budget.
Or he would, whoever he hired, he would be like, now, unfortunately, from here on out, you have to be known as Katie.
Right. That's your radio name. Oh, my name is Steve. Well, that's not today.
Not today. It's
today
not
it's
Steve.
Not. Katie.
All right. We love you, Jason. You know that.
We do. Yeah. I know you can't feel
it. I am. After this conversation, you're certainly pushing me further to the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going in that direction the more you talk. So
remember, I said you're charismatic. I did say that. I've seen you be charismatic. Uh-huh.